Miss Annette Newcomb will be our guest this Thursday. Hanging On to Hope is the title of the book that she's written, which has to do with some serious challenges. I mean, just one challenge after another. She knew what it was to herself have some issues with regards to mental health. She knew what it was to lose loved ones. She knew what it was to go through a divorce. But she also knew what it was to continue to hang on to hope. She will join me, and so will her husband. They will be our guests this Thursday, beginning at 1 o'clock p.m. Annette Newcomb and her husband will be our guests, and we'll be speaking about hanging on to hope. It will be another time of motivation, more motivational moments, as we hear from this lady who really, in her own right, is a hero. And I tell you who she calls a hero, her husband. Join us this Thursday at 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock on Friday, Neil Gabler is going to be talking with us about Barbara Streisand more. So be tuning in every chance you get. And I'll be making some announcements in the very near future about every chance you get listening to the program. So stay with me on that. I'll be announcing soon and very soon. All right. What did you decide about fathers staying home with their fathers? I'm sorry, with their children. As stay-at-home fathers, stay-at-home dads. I mean, stay at home. They don't go outside the house to work. And so often, the wife asks her husband to stay at home, take care of the children, while she goes outside the home to work. What do you think about that? Gender roles are converging more and more. And as that happens, public attitudes towards stay-at-home fathers and stay-at-home mothers still differ. About 51% of Americans think that a child is better off with a mother at home. Only 8% say that a child is better off with a father staying at home. In 2012, 21% of dads say that their main reason for staying home was to care for home or family, four times the share in 1989. Then more than half, 56%, reported being home due to illness or disability. In 2012, only 35% cited illness or disability as their primary reason. Let me ask you this. I know that we're talking about stay-at-home dads, and you're hearing numbers like 8%, or as the number really was given to us by Pew, 7% of U.S. fathers with children in their household were not working outside the home. 7%, I know, sounds like a small number. Who remembers how many dads that really accounts for? That 7% accounts for 2 million dads. Okay. Very, very interesting. Okay. 2 million dads staying at home to care for children. What percentage would you say, when we look at moms and dads, just looking at their responses, the responses of dads, the responses of moms, what percentage would you say would say that parenting is extremely important to their identity? Would you say more than 40% of moms and more than 40% of dads say that parenting is extremely important to their identity? Not just the feeling fulfilled, their identity. 57% of dads say this, that parenting is extremely important to their identity. 58% of moms say that parenting is extremely important to their identity. How about this one? The percentage of dads and the percentage of moms who say that parenting is rewarding all the time, with all the challenges and frustrations that can be part of parenting. What percentage of dads and what percentage of moms say that parenting is rewarding all the time? Key word, rewarding. 52% of moms say that parenting is rewarding all of the time. 54% of dads say that parenting is rewarding all the time. Now, let's introduce this word again. Some of you may be thinking, hey, yeah, I remember you told us about this before. Yep. Sneak this quiz on this quiz in on you. The percentage of dads, the percentage of moms who say that parenting is enjoyable all of the time. Those of you who were with us when we brought this up previously, remember that I made that distinction between rewarding, something being rewarding, and experience being enjoyable. Something can be rewarding without necessarily being enjoyable. So, what percentage of dads and what percentage of moms say that parenting is enjoyable all the time? And again, with all the frustrations, what percentage of dads, what percentage of moms say that parenting is enjoyable all the time? Would you say more than 20% of dads, more than 20% of moms? Or would you say less than 20% of dads, less than 20% of moms say that parenting is enjoyable all the time? Would you say less than 20% of dads and more than 40% of moms say that parenting is enjoyable all the time? Well, check this out. 41% of moms say that parenting is enjoyable all the time. Okay, here is the million-dollar question. If 41% of moms say that parenting is enjoyable all the time, would we have more or less than 41% of dads saying that parenting is enjoyable all the time? 41% of moms say parenting is enjoyable all the time. Do you hear that drum roll? Do you hear it? Drum roll. Getting louder, louder, louder as we bring it to you. This is for all the marbles. All the marbles. 46% of dads say that parenting is enjoyable all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, we have reason to rejoice over our fathers. A lot of times, you know, we just automatically assume that all mothers really, really enjoy being a mother. 41% say being a mother is enjoyable all the time. We would probably be very, very inclined to assume that fewer fathers than mothers would say that being a father is enjoyable all the time, or being a parent, parenting is enjoyable all the time. But actually, more fathers than mothers have concluded that parenting is enjoyable all the time. This is my point again, ladies and gentlemen. Very often, we celebrate our mothers more enthusiastically and more passionately partly because we just assume that our mothers care more about parenting than dads. And we're finding out that there are a lot of dads who truly care about being fathers. I mean, truly care. I tell you what, I think it's a great idea for us to really begin to acknowledge our fathers for who they are, just like we acknowledge our good mothers for who they are, and celebrate both of them. How good do our mothers feel when they hear us saying good, positive things to them about themselves? How good do they feel when they overhear us saying something positive about them to someone else? What if we start empowering our fathers more by letting them hear positive comments that their children have to say about them, especially at a time when there's so much pain in this world. Maybe we can help reduce some of that pain for our fathers as well as our mothers by letting them both know we find them to be outstanding parents and we applaud them. Children, young and old, what a great way to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.